Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani is facing criticism from Democrats and Republicans for comments that he made criticizing President Obama. Speaking at a private dinner on Wednesday, he said, quote, "I do not believe that the president loves America." On Fox News, he explained what he meant.
I very rarely hear him say the things that I used to hear Ronald Reagan say, the things I used to hear Bill Clinton say about how much he loves America. I do hear him criticize America much more often than other American presidents.
Well, the fact is, President Obama has spoken about loving America many times since even before he was president.
I love this country, and so do you. I love this country too much to see it divided and distracted. We may have battled fiercely, but it's only because we love this country deeply. But I think we all love our country. We all want what's best for our kids and our grandkids.
And they are part of America, this country that I love.
So, what are these Giuliani comments all about then? Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from New York. Derek, what do you make of this?
First, accusing a politician of not loving his or her country enough without evidence of, say, high treason is just – it's a deeply silly and unproductive and unfalsifiable thing to say, period. But that said, there are ways in which Rudy Giuliani's overall comments were obviously wrong and ways in which they were obviously right. He's obviously wrong because the president has said over and over, as you just pointed out, that he loves his country. He loves it a lot. He loves it as much as everybody else does. As if he had to say these things to prove his love of a country that he spent a decade trying to lead. But Giuliani is right that Obama doesn't talk about loving America the same way that Reagan talked about loving America. The president, I think, is allergic to the cliches of talking about this country like it's constantly glowing under a rising sun the same way that Reagan would do. And I think that's because you look to his constituents, minorities who are all too aware of the failings of U.S. policy, and young people who I think are more cynical about American institutions than they used to be. And I look for this at trust, public trust in government. Since averaging in the 70% of the 1960s, it's fallen enormously since Vietnam and Watergate and stagflation. Now it's bouncing around the low 20s. And I think it's more common for younger people now to talk about our patriotism while saying that we hope to change the things that are wrong with America. Mm. So the president is kind of a scold. But remember the campaign slogan he ran on, change we can believe in. He does talk about loving this country and hoping that it can change at the same time.
Well, by the way, we should point out that some people have said President Obama criticized former President George W. Bush when he was running as a presidential candidate in 2008. Here's what he said at a campaign stop then.
Number 43 added $4 trillion by his lonesome so that we now have over $9 trillion of debt that we are going to have to pay back. $30,000 for every man, woman, and child. That's irresponsible. It's unpatriotic.
But Derek, Giuliani also brought up the idea of how the president was – how he talks about the country, how the president was raised. He was an urban president in that he never really – he wasn't living out on a ranch somewhere during his childhood. He doesn't have that kind of relationship with, I guess, rural America. Does that play into this at all?
Two things. First, I think the president was calling a policy unpatriotic, and Giuliani is calling the president himself unpatriotic. And I think that there's a difference in degree there. Second, you know, a lot of this, unfortunately, I think comes down to the fact that President Obama, to a lot of people, seems like the other. He's black, and he has an inauspicious surname, and this engenders a lot of skepticism, I think, about his intentions, and still does. And you have this sense going beyond Giuliani to people like Dinesh D'Souza of accusing the president of not loving America, of being like an insider agent trying to foil it from within. And unfortunately, I think a lot of this just comes from a skepticism and fear that is unfortunately based in race.
Well, what about the idea that President Obama – this is from Giuliani – is too critical? And I wonder, at listening to that, whether you think that he is too critical of not just America, but you could also say he's critical of the black population in America. I want to listen to a clip right here. Just take a listen here.
We know that too many young men in our community continue to make bad choices.
And I have to say, growing up, I made quite a few myself. Sometimes I wrote off my own failings as just as another example of the world trying to keep a black man down.
Derek, he's self-critical, isn't he?
He is. He is a scold. He, Ta-Nehisi Coates, a great writer at The Atlantic, has made this point repeatedly, that when the president speaks to black communities, he often addresses them in a critical way and says, you know, you guys need to shape up. And he's gotten a lot of criticism from that. But this is frankly just a part of the way that he talks about the country, I think. I mean, I think that one of the reasons that people were attracted to him as a candidate was that he had this way of criticizing within a message of optimism and hope. And so if you think that that doesn't mean loving your country, then that's fine. But this is the same person we've been dealing with for the last 8 years. And I think it's fairly clear at this point that the president loves his country just enough.
Derek Thompson of The Atlantic. This is Here and Now.